Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Testing my... trying to get used to my studio equipment, let's say. And so we're going to talk about the power of God is the gospel. And I want to use the... we're going to go to Romans 1:16 to explain that power. In Romans 1:16, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And what I'd like to bring out is about the power of God. What is the power of God? The power of God unto salvation. Well, the gospel of Christ is the power of God. What does that mean? Well, gospel means good tidings, good news. That's what that means. That's what the gospel means. The good news of Christ. It's the good news of Christ. So I'm not ashamed of that good news of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel of Christ is the power of God for salvation, unto salvation. Well, why is the gospel so powerful? The gospel of Christ. Why is Christ so powerful? The good news of Christ. Well, it's because he was God in the flesh, and he came to the earth in the form of a person, a man child. He wasn't confused about his gender. God came, the creator who created Adam and Eve, came as an offspring of Adam and Eve through the lineage of King David, and was brought forth miraculously. There's the power of God, miraculously, by a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit, and came into this world through the lineage, the birth lineage of a Jewish king, David, and Mary and Joseph, who were used of God, of Jesus, come to the world miraculously by the power of God, and walked on the earth and did many, 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 many miracles. Then the most powerful miracle was that he resurrected from the dead, which we're going to celebrate this Sunday. So that is the power of God. Now, look with me, as I pointed out here on the program, episode info, Matthew 25:15, it says there, "And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey." The reason I'm bringing out this verse is because the word ability is the same word as power in the Greek. And so these people had different abilities as were given to them. Jesus Christ had the ability to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and to raise himself from the dead. Because by him all things consist. By him all the earth, all creation, is stayed in form, is kept in place. That's God's ability. The same word is used. It's by God's power. We see this. Now, use another verse in Hebrews 11:11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Verse 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength. That word strength in the Greek is power, the same word, dynamis. It's the dynamis. It's power. So it's the ability. It's the strength. And Sarah was beyond age. She had faith in the power of God to have her conceive and get pregnant and bring forth a child of God by the power, the dynamis, the power of God. So the word here in the Greek is used in very different ways, but it's in connection with the ability, the strength, the power that God brings forth. And so we find here that the gospel is the power of God to save, unto salvation. It is the power of God to save a person and born them into the family of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. It takes the power of God to redeem one, to forgive their sins, to come into that heart, into that life, and empower it to do the right things. I was out with my friend the other night, and we were enjoying ourselves, and this guy just felt like he wanted to enjoy, join us in our conversation, and he's, I don't know why he said it, but he said, my friend says something about God, about Jesus, and he says, oh, I don't believe in God. Well, I looked at him and said, well, you're a stupid fool. You're a fool. And he says, well, you don't know me. I said, well, I know this. You're a fool. And so on that foundation, on that basis, I do know a lot about you, because the Bible says in Psalm 14:1, that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And to me, that the Bible says that a fool says in his heart, well, this guy done blabbed it. He done joined our conversation and said he didn't believe in God. So he is a big fool. So it takes the power of God, and that was the Holy Spirit inside of me that chimed in on that one, that brought that, I call it inspiration. Some people would call it embarrassing. But what the world calls embarrassing, God doesn't. You know, look, look with me. Well, it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Yeah, look with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we find, come on. It says that God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And I'm a foolish thing, I guarantee you. I might be saved, but to a lot of people, I am foolish. So it doesn't matter what the world thinks. What matters is if I'm being used of God, that's all that counts. So it's the power of God, the gospel, the good news, and believing in that good news of Jesus Christ coming, God in the flesh, and then resurrecting 3 days later after he was crucified. If you believe that from your heart and being willing to confess it with your mouth, God will save you. He will honor your confession, your confession. Not joining a church, anything else, not doing anything. Remember, it's not your strength, your ability, your power. It's the power of God and you putting your faith in the power of God. So God bless you, and I appreciate you listening.